Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, July 3rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The rule change means you'll have the right to request human intervention if you're having trouble dealing with an automated online system.
You'll now be able to say, I don't want to talk to a robot, and Noah Donoghue inquest jury can't reach unanimous verdict. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the inquest into the death of Belfast schoolboy Noah Donoghue has been adjourned in an unprecedented move. Deliberations started earlier this week after 6 months of hearings, with yesterday's sitting continuing into the early hours of this morning. Our reporter Rory McKee was at Belfast Coroner's Court overnight.
The court was still sitting until 1:45 in the morning, in a situation described by Coroner Mr Justice Rooney as totally uncharted waters. Jury deliberations had been going on for around 25 hours over 3 days when the decision was made to adjourn. That's after it emerged a number of jurors weren't available to continue with deliberations. The coroner thanked the jury sincerely for their dedication over the last 6 months and said it was important to get this right once all 10 members are available together again. It could be as late as September before the inquest resumes.
New rules are coming into effect, giving someone the legal right to request a human spokesperson rather than a bot when shopping over the phone. Stronger practices around financial transparency are also expected to be signed into law today. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock has the details.
The rule change means you'll have the right to request human intervention if you're having trouble dealing with an automated online system or AI bot when buying a product or service over the phone. A new legal obligation is also coming in, ensuring companies provide clear and accessible details on how to cancel a contract. Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris is expected to sign off on the legislation today. He says the change means consumers will be better protected.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is in Cork this morning to meet with the Taoiseach and the Cabinet. It's one of the first major events of Ireland's EU presidency. Von der Leyen's College of Commissioners will meet their Irish counterparts to discuss policy priorities for the next 6 months, according to Micheál Martin.
Good opportunity today, the Commission coming to Ireland and to Cork to meet with the Irish Government, which happens at the beginning of every presidency, and the idea is to have engagement between the respective commissioners and ministers in the particular areas of responsibility in the terms of the agenda before us for the next 6 months, in terms of the competitiveness agenda and the files that have to be progressed there.
2,000 firefighters have battled several wildfires fanned by strong winds along France's Mediterranean coast. Television images show warehouses and a yacht ablaze in a marina near the Spanish border as a thick cloud of dark smoke blew over the beach there. Local authorities say 1,500 people have been evacuated from the town's campsites and the airport in nearby Perpignan was closed. Efforts are being made to boost the country's curlew population. The Junior Minister for Nature and the Agriculture Minister have announced details of a new collaboration. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
Both ministers are liaising with conservation groups here and in the UK to provide a major boost to the curlew population. A new licensing arrangement between Ireland and Britain will allow for the importation of the birds' eggs to supplement curlews here. Under the arrangement, eggs collected from the stable population on the Yorkshire Dales are transported here under the care and supervision of conservationists. They're cared for at incubation facilities until the chicks are ready for release. 20 chicks have been released today.
A new study suggests sitting down for longer than 30 minutes at a time every day may increase our risk of dying from cancer. Researchers at Glasgow University found the danger rose with every hour of inactivity, but they discovered that prospect drops by more than 20% when short bouts of movement are introduced. Dr. Frederick Ho, the lead author of the study, says even small little breaks can help.
We don't necessarily need to think about very intensive activity like push-up, like any intensive exercise, running, cycling, that kind of thing. Even just household chores, gardening or washing up dishes by hand, that would also count.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reported to have already married in secret. All eyes have been on New York, where the pair were expected to wed at Madison Square Gardens tonight. However, it's now claimed they're already Mr. and Mrs. after tying the knot in a secret ceremony in Tennessee earlier this week. Despite that, around 1,000 celebrity guests are expected to attend the celebrations today in New York. Journalist Kate Wills has explained who she thinks is on the guest list.
Graham Norton has been spotted at JFK this week. Taylor's famous for her celebrity friendship group. So Selena Gomez, the Haim girls, Gigi Hadid, Emma Stone, they're all close friends of hers. So yeah, we can expect them in attendance too.
And in sport, Spain have cruised through to the last 16 of the World Cup. They completed a 3-0 victory over Austria in Los Angeles. Tonight, Lionel Messi is back in action as Argentina take on the surprise package of Cape Verde, with Crumlin's Pico Lopez in the defence there. Mo Salah's Egypt will need to beat Australia to reach the last 16. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.